So, okay, if you knew me, that means that this is working. And, yeah, let me check the stream over here. Holy crap. I hear me, and I heard that music. All right, so I can turn that off. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, welcome. This is Christy Aphrodite, the Christy Aphrodite Show, and this is my first time. Definitely not my first time on radio. But this is my first time pushing the buttons that are responsible for making my voice go out over the air. So I'm learning as I go. There might be some technical issues. If I sound funny or there's any drops in streams or whatever you're not criticizing, just please feel free to let me know, because I have no supervision. I'm just as scared for you as I am for me. So, wow. And the site, ChristyAphrodite.com, there is a chat room there. That is actually part of the whole Ocelli network. That's Ocelli.com. And I'm sorry he's not here tonight, but he's having some storm issues. That happens sometimes. And that's one of the reasons that I am here finally joining the network, so that I can help out with the broadcasting end. So yeah, ChristyAphrodite.com is the site. And I guess I'll just, if you saw the show promo, I think I pretty much said I have no idea what I'm doing and what I'm going to talk about. And, you know, this day wasn't chosen because I feel great or because it's special day or anything, and you know, maybe it is, but yeah, I'm here. So we got this fixed last night, and I decided, well, why not? Like, if I'm going to wait till I feel great or have a show planned or something like that, then maybe whatever has to be said, expressed, felt, spoke would be missed. And, yeah, so whatever. Some of the things I want to talk about. So obviously, many of you know, I went on a 30-day soul journey. And that started December of 2013. I naively thought that I just needed 30 days to go take a nap in the sun and in the crystal sands, and I was going to have all the answers I need to, like, have this big breakthrough and heal my life. And, you know, I put a pretty good effort, and I definitely listened to all of my dreams, but it was not easy either. You know, you go through a point of, is this even real? Is this all in my head? Am I reading this wrong? Was it all a setup? You know, and when you're going through, let's just call it a dark night of the soul, or transformation, or midlife crisis, or all of those things that people reference when people are going through changes. And, you know, I had purposefully taken the path of self-healing and making that a full-time priority back in 2007. But my idea of what self-healing looked like then and what it looks like today and what it takes to get there are two totally different animals. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. Okay, so this week, 13 years ago, for those of you who don't know, well, I think it was the 8th where Anna Nicole Smith died. That was also the day that my house was raided. And she was the number one news report on every news channel. And I, the big white scary racist, was the number two news report. So, That was when I started getting ingrained into people's heads. And, you know, I was in my hometown, too. So that was not really cool. And I had no idea, really, what was going on at the time. I didn't know that people get paid to slander people and stalk people and sabotage them and steal their ideas and hijack their websites. And I didn't know, like, when I went out to expose that sex trafficking ring, like, I naively thought that I was going to save the girls and that the criminals, the pedophiles, the traffickers were going to go to jail, and then it would be over. And that the mayor and the police chief and the FBI and Homeland Security and ICE and all these people involved were going to, you know, expose it and stop it and do all this. So when I walked into this wonderland, I had no idea that the world I'm in today actually existed. But what's crazy about it, I just realized today that that's 13 years, man. 13 years is a master number. And I'm not saying I'm a master, but what I will say is that the issues I started to address 13 years ago finally make sense today. So, for those of you starting on your self-healing path, just understand it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty. It is going to be rough. You are going to have to make hard decisions. You are going to lose pretty much almost everyone you love and think love you. And I'm so grateful, honestly, because I remember back then doing shows, and a former regular guest on the show, we were talking about healing and Dark Night of the Soul and, you know, how messy it can be. And he's like, yeah, you know, you always, they're kids and then they're masters, and nobody ever sees the in-between, the getting messy and the healing and this. And, you know, back then I'm like, well, wait a minute, everybody's watching me, you know. So when I disappeared, to no fault of my own, for those who don't know, I was purposefully, maliciously taken down. Fake copyright, fake trademark claims on my work. Like, I know a lot of people thought that I disappeared, I wanted to quit. That's not true. Attempted murder, anyways, it's all in my videos, and that's on my channel at YouTube, just Christy Aphrodite, and I don't want to get into all those details. But why I'm bringing these up here is because these last years have changed me. So if you're looking for the Christy Aphrodite of Soul Journeys Radio, who used to tolerate things that she should not tolerate because she was afraid to look mean or whatever, the gloves are off. That doesn't happen anymore. That does not mean I lost my kindness, but I'm no longer trying to play nice. And I don't really do bullcrap all that well. I'm, in some ways, I'm much more tolerant. In other ways, I am much less tolerant. But what you have to understand is, like, when I went on my soul journey, okay, I was going to have this all figured out in 30 days, right? So that ended up with a brain infection and multiple sabotages and all of these lures to all these different places, setups, you know, till I was in like, viper's nest, really. But I was still breaking out of my programming myself. So, you know, what people need to understand, instead of blaming them for, you know, oh, you brought this on or whatever, really, when you don't know what love is, when you have a completely traumatic life, and no blame, no shame, no any of that, I'm not like, and I'm not saying like poor me or whatever, because I know that anyone who's listening right now is me. Okay. And I am so blessed to know some friends that had no idea that they were also suffering trauma, just like I've expressed to you before. It took me till I was 38. I bought those books and did everything I did to help all those other poor people, not me. Right? And really, if anyone wants to heal anything, that's going to be the first freaking thing that you're going to have to get real with. And with that, yeah, you're going to get mad and have rage and have pain and grief and sadness and, you know, all of these things that are now called diseases or mental illnesses. But really, you have to go through the process of feeling those to get to the trauma. So this society, we suppress people, we shame them, we tell them that you can't feel this. And I mean, I lost 35-year-old friends because I dared cry and express pain that I was disabled with no income, living in my wet, dripping, moldy van. Like, trying to fucking, oh my god, I guess that won't be streamed, we could bleep that out, I am so sorry, I've been doing YouTube Coffee with Christy videos so long, but anyways, trauma is the root of everything, and even if you don't think you have trauma, I want you to really look back on your life. Because being honest with that has changed everything and given me the opportunity to heal. Like, whereas before, I didn't know that I had as much to heal as I did, right? So, and I also didn't understand the energies. Like, I knew that I was always energy sensitive, but I didn't know how to discern between the different types of energies. I used to believe that if you didn't believe in black magic or negativity or these types of things, that they wouldn't affect you, or you didn't believe in vampires, they wouldn't, you know, they can't harm you, or all of these things. And that's actually not true, but on a higher level, is it actually harm if they end up being your greatest teachers? So that's where I'm at in my life. That I am so grateful for every little thing, and I hope that everyone in my life is, oh, I just saw a comment saying it's too loud. Crap, okay. Let me try hitting some buttons here, and let me know if I'm still too loud. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to that. But, because then I'll lose my train of thought. But I guess that's kind of what I do anyways. So this show, again, let me just get back. So this is my first time pushing buttons and doing all those things. I'm going to do my best. So anything that doesn't come out right on your end, just please let me know in the chat. And about the caller line, I wrote in the show write-up, but because of the weather in Georgia, I am not going to be able to use the caller line tonight, and it's just a matter of me learning how. So it'll be super simple. It'll definitely work by the next show. And so tonight, I'll take your calls, but we're going to have to do it backwards. So I can dial out on my Skype line, but I can't receive calls. I don't have a phone number on this one. So if you do have any questions or whatever, of course, let them, you know, go ahead and post them in the chat. If you want to get my attention, put them in caps. And if you want me to call you, you can either let... or if you want to call in, which actually means me calling you, then you can either put your number in the chat or you can send me an email and it'll pop up on my phone and just put your name and phone number and then I'll call you. Or if you have my phone number or Skype, you can just let me know there. So we're going to do that kind of backwards here tonight. So, okay, I see that you say it's better now on the chat, so I'll keep an eye on that. Just let me know, because, yeah, it's my first time. The dials and stuff are all super high, like, at least on the output. But they're not super high on my mixer, so... Yeah. Anyways, okay, so there's that. Trauma. So getting back to people who don't know that they're traumatized. So some of my friends are going through the same thing that I went through, let's say 10 years ago, when I found out that I had some trauma to heal as well. And it's, you know, when I say found out, it's not like I just discovered that there were all these things wrong, right? It was, but when that's all you know, you don't really know what right or wrong is. And unfortunately, in today's society, with two working parents, medications given out, I mean, people have more medications than they have water, okay? Or more medications than they go to the bathroom in the day. You know what I mean? That it's scary. It's the poison food, there's a lot going on. And then you take circumcision, okay, that people forget about, that not only traumatizes the tortured little child, how do you think that makes him react? And then, you know, I wasn't really going to go there right now, but I guess I am, because that time that you're supposed to be bonding with your most loved, trusted, like literally the vehicle that brought you into this world. You're cozy, all cuddled up for 9 months, and then this person who loves you passes you off to get strapped down and have the most sensitive part of your body butchered. And sold. But never mind, that's another topic. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because it's time for people to realize this is torture. Look at the WHO, the World Health Organization, or anywhere, and you read about circumcision, and all they say is female circumcision, and they talk about these girls in Somalia. Okay, I am super freaking sorry for them, too. I am super sorry for everyone, but for some reason, there's this disconnect that we're doing the exact same thing. You can read that article, and you insert the word girl with boy, right? You change that one word. Yeah. Why? So, what's going on for the future of the show, man? Everything. And that's why I decided not to go to a name like Truth Brigade, Soul Journeys, or, you know, other names I have, because I didn't want to be limited by that. I didn't want people to perceive something else or try to keep me in a box, right? Because, like, when I was Truth Brigade Radio, when I started talking, you know, it was okay to talk politics. It was okay to talk self-sufficiency, survival, but their fear-mongering way. But it wasn't okay to talk about vaccines or herbal medicine or, you know what I mean? Or people would judge, or spirituality or self-healing. People would judge me or whatever. And then the name Soul Journeys, it was like the opposite. I was only allowed to talk about like airy fairy foo-foo crap, which I'm not an airy fairy foo-foo person, if you haven't noticed. And I'm assuming that's why you're here, because you're tired of the airy fairy foo-foo crap. And I gave them all a space on here. I tried it all on for size, okay? I doubted my own self, just like y'all do. Again, I'm just talking to, if anybody is actually listening, I know I'm talking to you, okay? And it's 2020, man. Yeah, clear vision. It is time. Masks are off. And let me tell you, these planetary alignments we're having, and I'll tell you some excellent astrologers' names to go listen to, because I am not the professional. And you know I have a hard time using the English language as it is and completing coherent sentences. So, but these alignments aren't messing around. And some of my personal friends have been talking to her about them. Like, tell me if I've been lying to you in these warnings these last couple years. The Saturn and Capricorns, the alignment, Jupiter, all the planets lining up. And then it's... So anyway, you know, while I'm on that right now, here's some good astrologers. Peace Dealer rocks. Leo King has great information. Let me think of some of these names. There's this, what's her name? Alyssa Sharp. She is awesome. Yeah, and you know, I don't really, like, personally know any of these people, so I'm not, like, putting them out there. I'm just saying, oh my gosh, okay, so there's this YouTube channel called AIB, and there's this lady from 2015, if you go to that channel, AIB, and type in astrology, she's like this cute older lady teacher that everybody kind of wants when you're in kindergarten, and just explains it really well. So if you want to learn more about it, but I really believe that you can't actually know yourself and your purpose, what you're doing here, or without truly knowing that. And there's many reasons. One, we're blind, we're programmed since birth. And if you are following my videos or the blog on ChristyAphrodite.com, like, I've been talking a lot about the MKUltra joke, what I refer to as the MKUltra joke. While you guys are worried about, like, a handful of people that may or may not have been in underground bases for experiments as children, you're looking over there and either fearing them, like me, or worshiping them, like people on other shows that are promoted by the military entertainment complex, okay, right? And you're forgetting that you have been programmed from birth. Yeah, so in my opinion, anyone who wants to heal, it's kind of time to, like, wake up. Like, do or die, now or never. Things are not going to get easier. If you're still waiting for everybody else to wake up, or, oh, well, I can't follow my heart because, you know, I have to wait for so-and-so, or I can't do this and wait for so-and-so. Guess what? If you ain't going to do it, something else, someone else is gonna do it for you, and you are not gonna like it. In fact, that path might look a little bit like mine, which was not exactly easy. But growth is not easy. Awakening is not easy. You don't just take some potion, or go to some ashram, or go watch some stupid conference, okay, where people are getting paid to be there. Speaking of getting paid, dude, I'm paying for this. I always have. I don't get paid on YouTube. I don't have ads. I don't have advertisers. I don't have that. I'm doing that because it's a labor of love. I got tired of suffering so much for so long. It's my duty to share. And I swear to you, it is so much easier than you think. Self-healing is so much easier than you think. So while I'm on that, I'm going to bring up my YouTube channel again. And I only ended up with this one after getting banned because an old listener set it up. And then it was the one where Russ and Louie were trying to put things up for me when I was homeless, like old shows and this and that. Anyways, it's changed a lot. And I have a few different series that you might want to look at if you look in the playlists. So Coffee with Christy, if you get through that whole playlist, it pretty much addresses everything, as well as my personal trauma healing journey. And, you know, here's the thing, again, tying it back to when I brought up the guest that said that nobody ever gets to see anyone do it. It was in 2016 when I was on my way back up here, and I was starting to get serious, you know, like really find out new ways to take my power back and not be overtaken by these demons / lessons / teachers. And that's when Spirit told me, get over yourself and start recording your journey. And get over yourself, like I literally had to, because I was embarrassed at how I looked. I was embarrassed that, you know, I went from a 3,000 square foot house and, you know, somewhat happy, or thinking we were happy, living the illusion, right? Beautiful children, beautiful family, lots of accomplishments. I mean, I've been, you know, and then there I was in a wheelchair or in a walker, unable to form coherent words, senior citizens picking me up off the ground, cooking for me, making sure I'm fed, not even knowing my neighbor's name, homeless with no income. And yeah, that was orchestrated. And I'm grateful. But I'm just saying, get over yourself. Because, yeah, I was ashamed. Just like when I was in the wheelchair. That's why there's only, like, 4 pictures of me there. I was ashamed. I was still healing, right? That shame. That long-standing self-hate that I did not know how deep that programming went. And I had attempted to address these issues in shows. I've attempted to address these issues in videos, right? But there's always more layers. And you're not even going to know those other layers exist until you make the decision to go through the pain of the first layers. And it's really not that hard. It's just honesty, right? And when you look at, like some people that tell me, oh, Christy, I could never do that, or, oh, I can't express myself, or, oh, you know, I'll cry if I talk about that, or, oh, you know, people, I'm like, wait a minute, are you judging me? Oh, no, that's amazing. Why do you think anybody's going to judge you? They're not. They're too busy judging themselves. Right? So just be. And you know what? Yeah, I was crucified. Yeah, I got made fun of. Yeah, all this super fun stuff that everyone wants to avoid, right? But ultimately, it chipped away at all of that that held me back in society's prison, constantly seeking approval from places that it's not even designed to give you approval. Like, I even did Society of Punishment is the name of a video where I'm like, dude, you can live your whole life and all you're told about is how much you suck, right? Like, you can do the most amazing things in the world, but you're driving down the road and you cross a double yellow line and you have an agent there with a badge and a gun to fine you, to remind you, don't step out of line, right? Like, you don't have anybody on the corner at the streetlight saying, ah, dude, you made it through those 10 miles of blizzards. That was a really good job, you know? Or what you did for your children, or what, you know, nobody's, like, congratulating anyone. The entire society is built on punishment. Yeah. So we all need to get real with our own deep-seated insecurities, pains, traumas, people that thought they had perfect family lives, after spending a year with me, they're like, oh, shit. So, of course, all I can do is laugh, because I'm like, it's the same thing. Stop wasting your time feeling sorry for me. You went through, or anyone, right? You went through your own. You got to heal your own stuff, right? And the first step is being aware that it is there to begin with. All right. So, trauma, dude. All right. Again, for those of you who don't think it's there, let's just start with the original wound. And this is what's so messed up, because people who can see society, they're like looking like, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? Let me tell you what's wrong. Well, there's lots of things wrong. But if you can just imagine this one little thing. This society has their mothers trained to hand off their most beloved creation, a child that came from their own body. We hand them off to strangers. Yeah, tie them down, clamp them, cut them. And you know what? We might as well inject them with mercury, you know, or some other neurotoxins while we're there, because, yeah, like, and once, and then we send those same boys off to war, right? Or we'll tell them that, well, you know, I don't want to get into that whole thing. I'm just saying, it's turned into a divide. It should not be a divide. It should be a time where we all women, mothers, sending, you know, how can you do that? A society that can do that can kill anyone. You can potentially kill your own freaking son on his first or eighth or whatever day born. Of course you can send them to war. Of course you can drug your daughter. Of course you can sell them off to marry some whatever, right? There's a lot of that going on, right? You know, it's just... So that, to me, is like the original trauma wound. How can men trust women when the person they're supposed to love and trust the most, the person that supposedly loves them the most, can do that? You might not remember in your conscious memory, but I guarantee you, your cells remember. That trauma does not go away. Okay? So the sooner we can get right with that and make sense of, like, look at our society. Like, if you said that we're a sexually repressed society, somebody looking outside the fishbowl is going to be like, no way, look, they got, you know, women with vagina hats on the streets and naked people with, you know, things hanging out of their butthole walking down Market Street in San Francisco, and we have all this sexuality in our face, and even in stupid shows, superhero shows, dude, why? Why do you have to insert this unnecessary, frivolous sex acts, Taco Bell commercials, Carl's Jr., put it in people's face? You already know you castrated them. You already know the women aren't having it. You know, it's there's pain, there's friction, there's the original wound that the male doesn't even know why he doesn't trust women. He doesn't even know why he doesn't trust his mother. He doesn't even know why, and it's not his fault. Right? So then we don't trust them, and it goes back and forth, and then we're killing everybody. We're on Facebook fighting with our frickin' neighbors. Yeah. Instead of getting out and practicing what we preach, loving one another, and creating the world that we actually want to see. Like, how many of you are actually, like, and I get it. You're programmed. We're all programmed. Some of us are breaking free. Some aren't, but I guarantee there's no programmed or somebody who's not working on it that would be able to tolerate listening to me, right? They would lock me up. They would, you know, call the cops or try to call, like, the loony bin and hog-tie me or something, because this type of talk is just, you know, nonsense to most people. And I get it. I totally understand, because if there was some person like me trying to talk to me like this, you know, 20 years ago, I'd have probably been like, yeah, okay, have a good day. Sorry, I think my mom just died. Gotta go. Or maybe I wouldn't, because I was still too busy trying to play nice, right? And staying in places that I shouldn't be with people I knew I didn't trust, but I was told they were the shiny, happy people. And this is going to make me a better person, right? Wow. Okay, so, yeah, I told you I'm going to kind of be all over the place and just, but really I'm not, actually, if you've been here for the show, whole show. So I did say I was going to discuss my last 6 years, which my 30-day soul journey. And a lot has gone on and changed. For those of you who are new to me or the show, my name is Christy Aphrodite. ChristyAphrodite.com is the website. I'm also Christy Aphrodite on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and have a few other pages and groups about self-healing and things like that. But I had kind of promised to discuss the soul journey, what I've learned, and I've kind of been discussing that, right? Because, you know, when I first started walking and talking and stuff, people are like, oh, I need you to heal me, or I need you to get back to do this. And I'm like, I can't help you. I can't even help myself, right? And honestly, it was kind of crazy how it all happened, but I literally accidentally came across one of my old shows. It was the one about autoimmune disease and this and that, because at that time I had been tortured so long in the hospital, and I'm sure I was under the influence of their drugs, and I started to doubt, am I, you know, really, do they know what they're, maybe, you know, and I had no resistance, and then being forcefully locked up, but thankfully there was an angel there to save me, so I didn't get as bad of drugs as other people got. But you know, getting back to what's changed about my healing approach, so I tried all the things I thought I knew, right? Essential oils, juice, you know, herbs, all this stuff, but the ones I remembered anyways. But the bottom line was, it was all about healing the root. And no matter what your physical dis-ease is, it all stems from a, we'll call it either mental, emotional, or spiritual root. So it doesn't matter how great your diet is, or you think it is, right? Because whatever dietary advisor you were programmed by, honestly, that is way less important than I used to think, but it is very important too. So I'm not saying just go out and eat junk food. No way. No way, no way, no way. Because it's not only the junk that you're feeding your body, your sacred temple, it's also the people that you're supporting. So if you really believe in peace and love, then you're not supporting people who believe in war and genocide, because they're in business because you support them, right? And, you know, well, it's too expensive to go organic, or, I just don't have time to drive 2 hours to go to the good store, the local farm or co-op or whatever. Really? Well, do you have time for your deathbed? And how long would you like to be on that? Right? You could be like my mom, maybe, and be on it for several years, or some other really lucky, happy people. Or, you know, you get struck by lightning, it could be nice and quick, or, you know, strokes are cool. I've had a few. I actually would, that's kind of my preferred way to go, because you don't really see it coming, you know? And then you wake up and you don't. But really, this isn't even, you know, this, for those of you who still haven't figured out the purpose of life is to live your path, to carve out your own way by chipping away at all the programming that you have been bombarded with since birth, and discovering what is underneath it all, what is at your core, what is at your essence, who and what are you really? And let me tell you, if you really were just some dumb person that's going to live this life and, you know, work a job, get a paycheck, and then die, and that's all there is, there's nothing more, then why would there be such a concerted effort to distract and poison and mind control you? Okay? Again, the MKUltra joke is not a few people in a frickin' underground base or a lab somewhere. It is everywhere. When they unleash the TV, the greatest weapon ever unleashed upon mankind, it started there. We have been under chemical warfare for how many decades now? Hello, DDT, Agent Orange, freaking glyphosate, paraquat, like, okay, and that's just one thing, never mind everything they're putting in the food, and you don't want to drive the extra mile to support your local, and then you complain when they're out of business. Well, obviously they're out of business because you're still supporting Walmart. You're still supporting the beasts that you get on Facebook and freaking complain about, right? So accountability is crucial if you are on the self-healing path, okay? Accountability to yourself, your higher self, the world around you. And I'm not talking fake global warming, you know, we're all going to die, let's tear everything down, green cities, higher taxes, ban planes, trains, not, you know, all of that. That's total garbage. Like, we know for a fact they're poisoning us everywhere, the water, the air, the food, the animals, there's less and less of it. It's being legislated practically out of existence. You can't even collect your own rainwater. In certain states, you can't even have your own damn composting toilet. Okay? And I know here in the Olympic Peninsula, when I first came here, what I loved about it is that the animals were everywhere. Now, I'm lucky to see one, and you have to look really hard. But that's okay, because the Navy is taking really good care of us by, you know, shooting all their nuclear weapons in the Hood Canal here, and then dumping all their waste on the west side, yeah. But, you know, they love us, so we should keep supporting them. Of course, yeah, hoorah, uh-huh. Okay, so, you know, don't use money as an excuse as to why you can't eat better. Okay, if it's not for your own damn better health, then think about everybody else that suffers because of your stupid, frivolous, short-sighted, selfish decisions. That's what it is. Like, really? Well, I don't know a single person that goes and presents themselves on social media that's like, yo, dog, let's eat some Cheetos and, you know, go to Walmart and and let's go support slavery. And by the way, I love chocolate slavery. Let's just go get like a whole ton of Nestle and then we're going to go through the McDonald's drive-thru. And, you know, like nobody, people who do that don't tell you about it, right? But oftentimes the people who do that are the ones telling you they don't do that. They're the ones posting, you know, they're doing the shows telling you how to eat healthy when they're not doing it themselves and they have a 2-liter Pepsi there. Or they're talking on Facebook about peace and love and stop war and, hey, this guy's racist or this guy's mean or this guy's bombing this other person and, oh, how terrible, these sex slaves here. Okay, if that's what you're talking about, and that's what's important to you, then why are you supporting it with your very dollars and using lack of money as an excuse? How did I feed myself while homeless? I didn't have a check. I didn't have a sugar daddy. I didn't have any of that. And I found a way. Okay? No family. You got that? I had not one single person that cared enough that I had a warm night's sleep or toilet paper to wipe my ass with. And I'm talking people, obviously, for those of you who know me, know what, how many people I've been there for. Yeah, and that did not happen. But again, I am so thankful, really, because they were my teachers. And that's the thing. We have a tendency to want to resist that which doesn't feel good. Or I'm getting, you know, my ass kicked over here, so don't do it, or this hurts, and then you sell out and take the easy way out, whether it's a paycheck or a loveless or abusive relationship, or, you know, sign your life away to Uncle Sam to get your frickin' food stamps or disability crap that keeps you in this stupid prison and invites them into your home. You know, there's always another way. Dude, when I got out of the hospital and couldn't walk, I was playing around in the grass and taking pictures with my cell phone. People wanted to buy them. Then somebody told me, hey, you should make cards. I'm like, what do you mean? You know, it just, at that time, it didn't connect that all I had to do was print a photo, glue it on a card, and stick it in an envelope, you know? But so I did, and that helped. And then you look at where I am today, 2 years after homelessness, you have to really think about where you're investing your time, where you're investing your energy, and where you're investing your dollars. And in my homelessness, I even said, come on, guys, stop waiting in lines. Go out to the country. Go, you know, a forest, mountains, heal yourself. You can work on a farm. You can sleep in a barn. You can, you know, get a park pass or pay for camping somewhere like I did. You know, there's always something someone can do to get out of that rat race if you're ready. But you're not going to heal yourself when you're stuck in there. So now that we got that out of the way, I've just been talking, and anyone can talk, so I'm going to see if I can push some proper buttons here. So if you're just joining us here, this is Christy Aphrodite. This is my first show back. ChristyAphrodite.com is the website, and I'm not just shiitake radio.com. I am also pushing the buttons that are responsible for making things go out on the stream. So if you're hearing anything that's not coming through right or whatever, just let me know in the text chat over at ChristyAphrodite.com. And if you want to call in, the caller line is not available tonight, but what we can do, you can either alert me in the text chat or send me an email at ChristyAphrodite@gmail.com, a text or a Skype, and say, hey, here's my name, here's my phone number, and then I'll call you because I can dial out on this Skype. But I guarantee you the next show we do, we will have a normal caller line that you can dial in. But yeah, I'm going to push some buttons and see if we can take a break here, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Uncle, do you remember?
Remember that time when Benjamin Fulford said that an Asian secret society was going to dispatch ninjas to take down the Illuminati?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, in the cartoon.
Yeah, did that ever work out too good?
No.
It didn't, did it?
Didn't work.
But here on Ocelli...
wonderful. Difflam is fantastic. Her oils, I'm telling you firsthand, Difflam works, her oils work.
This is Christy Aphrodite. I was in and out of the hospitals most of my life until I found out Mother Nature is smarter than man. My direction is
we interrupt the this special broadcast to announce to whom it concerns. Due to the recent economic crises, stock market crash, budget cuts, raising unemployment, unstable world conditions, the cost of insurance, electricity, petroleum, and taxes of all kinds, we regret to advise you that the light at the end of the tunnel has been turned off. We apologize for the inconvenience. We now return you to the special broadcast.
Let me see if this is working now. I hope you can hear me. There was some weird funky stuff going on. Let me know in the chat if you can hear me or not. But, wow, here we go. Let's do that and that. And let's see, if you can hear me in the chat, just let me know. Okay, so I had a couple glitches, but again, I said this is my first time, pushing all these buttons, but we are here, and I have no idea why the other stream came on, but I'll just put that in my notes of things to figure out for next time. As always, a work in progress, but you're not here because you know I'm perfect. All I am is me, yo diggity, and that's the best I can do. All right, so again, thanks for joining us here, Christy Aphrodite Show. I am Christy Aphrodite, and you can join us over at the website. There's a text chat, ChristyAphrodite.com, and we are streaming here on Ocelli Radio Network. That's over at Ocelli.com, and check out the other great hosts on the network. Chuck is, so I'm going to be 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, and he is 5 to 7 Central Time, and then there is Aaron and Uncle on Friday night, also at the same time, 7 to 9. And as for my shows, I mean, just to let you know, if you aren't keeping up in the videos and Facebook and all that good stuff, social media stuff, I am trying to move and... I thought, like, the radio delays were great because, I mean, not really. They weren't. It's all been super frustrating. Everything has been delayed. Delayed, delayed, delayed! Everything. Everything I do. But it's okay. I'm learning to deal with it. But the... So if things went the way they were supposed to for the third time, then I would have been closing on a house tomorrow that I would be able to run these streams and do this stuff full time. And some of you know I got my business back, mytrueessence.net, which we'll talk about, obviously, some other time in the future. Yeah, so... That's about it right there. So as for the show, I'm not going to commit to 5 or 4 days a week right now, but I will commit to letting people know on either my Twitter or YouTube or Facebook before I go live. But the rough schedule is 7 to 9, Monday through Thursday. And what else do I want to update you on here really quick? Oh, the music. Let me tell you about the music. And I'm going to have a page for him on the site because he is so awesome. But yeah, if you liked those tunes, first off, the one that played was called One in a Million. And they're both by Leo Bluzy. You can check him out on YouTube. And he has all of his cute little tunes there. But the One in a Million song that we played, if it even went out on the stream, that is actually the song for a video, a 2-minute video that just went up on my channel on YouTube today. We're kind of working on a project together of a last decade kind of documentary type thing. And so we're kind of releasing little teasers. And so there's two up there right now. So there's that. And, okay, so I express for the caller line. If you do want to call in or if you have any questions, you can just go ahead and put them in the chat. You can send them to my email, my text, or my Skype. But for tonight, there is no caller line, and you will have to, if you do want to talk on the phone, then you'll have to like email me your phone number, and then I can call you in. But that's just a today issue. So with that being said, we do have a caller on the line, or I called them, and it is our friend Kevin from Pittsburgh. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Christy. I guess that as your first caller ever, I should open by saying, can you hear me now? Testing 1, 2, 3.
You are not only my first caller of the night or of the first show, but you are the first caller of the decade.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, now I'm really nervous.
It's okay. I'm still nervous.
Too much pressure. I can't take it.
I understand. I'll be gentle. So what's
no, but
going
mainly
on?
I just wanted to congratulate you on your long-awaited return and say welcome back.
Aw, thank you.
Because I'm a fan of the old Truth Brigade, so.
Yeah, what did you like about it?
Well, no, I do want to call you out on something, though, because I think I saw you make a comment recently that you're like pro Illuminati now, and that's not Truth Brigade kind of talk. So I was wondering about if you could explain that.
So what did I do?
You're pro Illuminati, you say now.
Oh, right. Right. I am kind of pro Illuminati now, aren't I? Or I'm kind of pro Illuminati. Okay, so I did say that. I made a post on Facebook like a week or so ago where I just kind of said, dude, I totally, like, I'm really starting to understand. And here's the thing, and especially, like, people that want to hold on to their religions and such, and I'm not knocking religion, you know, I'm not part of any. I think they're all great, okay, pieces of them. The control mechanism, I don't do
so well with, or the promotion of shame and all of these things. So basically, most, we'll just use Christians, right? We're in America, and most people are, and they believe that, you know, there's like this big test and this big war between good and evil. And if you're going to make your way into heaven, that you're supposed to, you know, there's certain things that they're supposed to live up to, right? And we were all told that our body is a temple, right? We were, and we've been given choices on this planet. And some people want to preach God or preach religion or preach these things, but they're supporting the exact opposite. They're following it like it's a script, which it is. And that's why they are accepting things such as what we're accepting today, right? Why everybody gets behind war, why everybody gets behind genocide, why everybody gets behind chemical warfare, why, right? And so what if this was your actual test? What if that's God's or God's helpers who are testing you? Do you really believe your own bullcrap, right? And unfortunately, people talk a big story, but when it comes to really honoring or loving the God that they claim to love, they're doing everything the opposite. They eat crap food given to them by, we'll just say, the devil, right? And then they run to the sorcerers, pharmakia, and beg for drugs that make them even sicker. Then they send their children off to be injected with neurotoxins. And then they're, you know, all these things that we're told in this world. And most of y'all are just going along with it. So, you know, what if they really are your God or your God's helpers? And they're like, because they, everything is so out in the open today. It's not hidden what's going on. It's not a lie that pedophiles run everything. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not even hidden. It is so in our face. The fact that they can create rain, but they're still burning places. They're not putting the rain there, right? When they could and when they should. And people are still running to the exact same beast instead of choosing their own damn soul, their own damn heart, their own damn beliefs, okay? They're not living what they speak to be right, or what they even internally know to be right. Because even if you don't know everything that right is, you do know what's going on outside your door is wrong, right? So right. Why are you supporting it? Like, get right with whatever it is you believe. I'm not going to tell you what to believe. I'll tell you what I believe, and I'll tell you why. And really, it's pretty simple, because I used to believe the opposite. I was programmed to, and I did everything the opposite. So, and that's okay if you're still doing everything the opposite too. But own that, right? Don't talk one way and live another. And so that's how I... That's my perception on the Illuminati. They're the testers. They're the people at the gate. Like, do you really deserve to walk into this place we'll call heaven here? Or, yeah, so.
And like you said, it's so in your face now. I don't even watch television, but I still see it everywhere I go. I mean, and when I do catch some television, it's just amazing to me that people just overlook the obvious symbolism and darkness of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's so, just,
yeah.
I don't, you know, I mean, I'm not ever going to say I understand everything, and because I don't understand it, but I am starting to understand things more and more. And again, if your life is about you, it doesn't matter what they do or say. It doesn't matter that, you know, yeah, 90%, 95% of the stores are filled with crap. But it is your choice what you buy. They're not holding a gun to your head and forcing you to torture your children. Okay? They're not. And I get it. Times are hard. But that's what stretches us to where we can be more creative and come up with better ways. Like, what do you think is a healthier choice? Accepting things as they are and insulting and assaulting your soul and going along with it? Or standing up and saying no, even if you're ridiculed or even if you die? What is healthier? Have you ever worn a mask before, Kevin?
Worn a what?
Have you ever worn a mask in your life before?
Yes. When I was Halloween, when I was getting candy on Halloween.
I mean, in your life, like, have you ever said yes when you really mean no? Have you ever?
Of course.
Okay. So how did that feel to you? I mean, am I talking nonsense here, or does anything make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no. Yeah, it totally makes sense. Yes, I agree. Yeah, the mask thing threw me. Hey, whose show is this? But, and if you're a Christian, I think you should, you know, they like to say, what would Jesus do? But I don't think he'd be buying this garbage that they're shoving down our throats, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was looking through my old clips here, in fact, I have it right here. I'm going to try to play it, like, right now. Let's see if this works.
Dealing with other Christians who have conscience hang-ups with things that really aren't important, but they're hung up over it, I'm free to give up some of my freedom. I'm free to make myself a slave. Peter writes, don't be afraid to do this. It's part of the plan. I'm free to make myself a slave. Friends, you are free. You are free to respect and appreciate the authority of the government that God gives to you.
You know what I realized, Kevin? You probably didn't get to hear that, but I know it's going out over the stream. But that's a pastor.
No.
I can't even remember who or when, but he's talking to his congregation about how the government is our God and we're free to be a slave. And yeah, so that's another kink we have to work out, that the caller cannot hear the audio. But yeah, so the churches, getting back to religion, they're teaching their followers to do what the government says, follow them, go to their doctors and take their poison. They're completely ignoring the advice in the book they claim to uphold.
Well, they'd also lose their tax exemption if they did that, too.
Of course.
I mean, they all follow the money, right?
So how long has it been for you where you started to, say, take off the mask, so to speak?
When I got woke, you mean?
Yeah, sure, yeah, because we're a bunch of hipsters here. We woke up one day, yeah, and we so woke, yeah. And you... Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't mean like Hollywood woke, I mean like real woke, okay. Yeah, like, you know, around 2013 or so. So I'm just a rookie. I didn't hear your Truth Brigade originally. I've only come lately to, you know, learn. Back then, I was still just sleepwalking through life. So you're way ahead of me.
Well, thankfully, it's not a race. But you have probably listened to more Truth Brigade shows than people who were around in those days that did. So what's your perception on, like, I mean, because I know you've listened to a bunch of that, volumes of that, and then Soul Journeys Radio. And I know it's just the first show today, but you're kind of up to date at least on the videos and a lot of the things going on in my life. So how do you, what does it look like from the outside?
Well, I don't want to seem like I'm being evasive, but the question I wanted to ask you is, since you've been away from this alternative scene for this long, what have you seen change in like, say, YouTube or alternative radio or just, like, the truther, you know, I'm using air quotes, truther movement.
Okay, well, I'll answer that question and forget that you're not answering the question I asked you if you promise to answer the same question after I'm done.
I thought the callers asked the questions.
Right. Okay, I won't put you... All right, you're right. Okay, you got me. I won't make you do anything. But I look, it's I don't want... The Christy Aphrodite Show isn't just about Christy and me and my opinion. Like, I can't serve you if I don't know where you're at, right? So
yeah,
what's going okay. on with everyone else is just as important to me. But okay, so to answer your question, how have I seen things change? And you put a timeline on it. Did you say 2013? How things
That's
have
when
changed?
I came around. Yeah.
Okay, so I started in radio in 2006. And
wow.
I was on YouTube then. I was deleted way before it was cool. I've been deleted, like erased, like permanently banned a dozen times. Even back then. But, and you know, maybe I was programmed and breaking out of my programming, but it seemed to me that between 2007 and 2013, there was a lot more information and choices. There, like, I could Google things then that I could get tons of information on that I can't today. Also, there were radio hosts, and I feel that the balance was, I mean, it's always going to be more bad than good, and that's just the way it is. People are controlled, period, end of story. Anybody who follows the connections or follows the money can figure that out. I'm not going to break it all down for you. But I feel that there were more honest people in radio back then. I think the change, like, they were really promoting it before 2012, like, because 2010 is when a whole certain new wave of people appeared out of nowhere, like, no history, no childhood friends, no, you know, story about why they're here. And what I mean by that is, like, for example, like, I think pretty much everybody knows why I'm here or why I share what I do health related, because that's how I got here, by doing everything wrong and finding out the hard way. And then it became a passion of mine. But there was a whole wave of so-called truthers, alternative radio, you know, 2010 that appeared. And there were other... we'll call them video projects and things that were there a little bit before. But 2010 to 12, it really became apparent that everything was controlled and they were all working together, promoting, supporting each other. And how do you know that? It's kind of easy to see because the same people always have the same people on the show or talk about the same people or have events with the same people, and it's always the same group of people. So, you know, you're always going to hear the same names. So that happened a lot. And that's where a bunch of different group shows, names, you know, doing conferences and things like that came out as experts. And they were all vetted by these secret people, right, with no real name. You know, and I use John Doe names and things for my shows, but that's because I'm trying to protect their privacy. And they're not selling anything, and, you know? But these people are selling stuff, and they're supposedly, like, secret experts on this and that. And, you know, even back then, when they're, like, pushing the 2012 thing, oh, we're all going to die, we're all going to, you know, we're going to get hit by Comet Elenin, and there's Planet Nibiru, and then there's, I can't even remember them all. And they were all promoting that, right? And I'm like, hey, guys, no, we're all going to be here. So I was totally attacked as being a shill, a CIA agent, because I was covering up the truth that we were all going to die. You know, I'm just, okay, dude, whatever. So how it's changed from then till now. Then was like the beginning of all of it. And now it's everywhere. It's permeated every outlet everywhere. Back then, I thought they were still honest people, honest networks, and there are now, obviously, Ocelli is here. So, there is one. I'm not sure if there are any other networks, and I'll tell you what, because I did do a video like 3 years ago saying I'm never going back on radio again. Let the thieves have their little den. But I feel like, oh my gosh, look what's happened. And I'm in a position to where I can do this now and not go homeless tomorrow. So, you know, it was awesome to find out that Chuck had learned how to do it and figure out himself and do it, you know, and just keep a clean, pure airwaves. But I don't know if any more honest networks really, I'm sure they do. I hope they do somewhere. And please let me know who they are and where they are. I really want to know, and I want to support good people. But I can say this, I guarantee you, if you're bringing up a name that was on my show before or that has been around in any of these timelines we just talked about, I'm probably going to veto your vote. And, you know, and I hope to be able to teach people how to decipher for themselves. And I did do some videos about that, how to spot a rat. And, but really, it's, look, here's the thing. And I asked this back in frickin' 2012. I'm like, we are not going to die, okay? There's no Comet Nibiru. There's no Elenin. There's no anything. We're going to be here. And, you know, why are you keep following these same people that keep telling you all these doomsday scenarios? Like, you know, yeah. Just I don't understand it. But, again, that just reflects the level of programming that society is at. It's not because truth tellers aren't telling truth, and it's not because they're not good enough at it. It's because they're talking to the army of clones, really. There's no other way to look at it. The separation has become clear. The veils, for anyone, look, it's just a choice, you know, but you're making that choice by your actions. But that separation is here. They're not everyone that has two arms and two legs and looks like a human is a human. Okay, and they're not all inhabiting souls. And we're at a time, to me, it's painfully obvious. But if for other people that want help discerning who's real and who's not, look at them, look at their lives. What are they promoting? What have they promoted this last 10 years, right? There's a lot of people promoting all sorts of different drugs, illegal drugs even. But, again, that's like I brought up in that video where I address the CIA in the 60s and Joe Rogan, you know, like people like that. It's like they've always been doing that. And I'm not sure one of the blogs on the site addressing, again, what I refer to as the MKUltra joke. They're like, dude, Pepsi and Coke has been, through the CIA, by the way, has been drugging people since the so-called good old days, right? You see these pictures and this vision of what they want us to think it was, and then you have the 60s and this and that. There's a reason everybody's promoting drugs. And I'm not against drugs entirely, okay? And we also have to define it, what a drug is. So, you know, it's not safe. Like, people want you to think that you just take this drug and then you're enlightened. Then you're woke, right? Oh, I'm so woke, man. I've seen everything. And, you know, and then they all think they're philosophers or they're spiritual healers or they're this and that. Like, dude, you haven't even had a breakthrough, all right? It's like, come on. And then that drug becomes part of their life, and then they need more and more. And they're promoting this in areas where it's irresponsible, okay? So, and we can do a show talking about drugs, because I'm sorry I'm going off on tangents again, but... So you can look at people, right? What are they doing? What are they promoting? What have they accomplished? Are they living a lifestyle that you want to live? Are they open with questions from everyone? Or are they trying to steer the narrative? Do they have the exact same people on that they've been having for 10 years? Are they still talking about the exact same so-called perceived problems that, you know, they were supposedly saving you from then? You know what I mean? And I've addressed, like, in videos, like, how do you feel when these people speak or after their show? Do you feel empowered to be able to make your life better in that moment without spending a dollar? Like, do you feel hopeful that there is a future? Or are you scared and fearful and feeling terrible or feeling like you have to go out and buy a bunch of products or take more drugs? Like, are they empowering you to take care of yourself, like, for free, like, health-wise, teaching you that your cancer cure is growing in your front yard? Or are they trying to sell you some fantasy that they were here to, you know, save us and reset the matrix, for example? Or, and also, another thing to look for is what people focus on all the time. For example, people who seem to want to save you from pedophiles or expose pedophiles often are the pedophiles. People that are teaching you about psychopaths, and they're always talking about psychopaths or narcissists or whatever. That's what they are. People talk about what they know, right? So, and you know either what you are or what you're programmed with. And if what you know isn't something that builds a future or a better moment right now, then it's coming from the programming. It's coming from the loop, and there's no other way around it. There's creators, there's destroyers, and all you have to do is their, what do you call that? By their fruits, you will know them. So am I allowed to ask you a question, or are you just going to dictate this whole thing here?
Well, I was busy canceling my flight to Peru because I was going to head down there because Mother Ayahuasca was going to show me the answer to life, I thought.
Well, I'm serious about asking you the same question because you said that that was kind of your awakening in 2003 and we're 7 years, or 2013, sorry, and we're 7 years later. So, I mean, are my observations, do you feel any of that? Is it outlandish? Or what have you experienced in that seven-year segment on your awakening?
What I've experienced the most is to look less outward and more inward, for sure. Because, I mean, I did a lot of research, on, especially on Hollywood. I was all about Hollywood, exposing Hollywood's lies, exposing the, you know, the darkness, the evil and all that. But, you know, and they're all like interrelated. And I was doing family trees on Hollywood stars. And it's like you said about the MK Ultra thing, you know, Hollywood's there to distract you. Even if it's, you know, you think you're exposing them, it's a distraction and it's keeping you from looking inward at your own MK Ultra programming and working on yourself, be a better person, so you can help the people around you. So that's the biggest thing I learned, is to look more inward. I'm not going to ignore the evil. You know, I'll still, you know, I'm not going to just act like it doesn't exist, but I think people need to use it as a, you know, to give them incentive to look inward and improve their everything.
Right. So
that's my answer.
All right. And how do you feel about the control of information? Like, for example, Okay, so several months ago, I was trying to help one of my friends. He was just barely learning that basically every single thing the government says is a lie. And on this particular evening, I was trying to show him about 9/11. Well, I obviously haven't searched for that for a while because, you know, been there, done that, and I just kind of thought it would always be there. It took me, I swear, like an hour to find something that was even only maybe barely scratching the surface. Like, it was shocking how hard it was and how much YouTube had scrubbed in regards to that. And I know I shouldn't be surprised. And honestly, sometimes I wonder, like, if people cared when they were doing it to me, because I was the first lamb. Hello, there's not one single person alive today that has been censored more than me. So not just, you know, the stuff we've talked about, there's obviously a little bit more, some of which, you know, if you've been following my channel, you're aware of, but it makes me wonder, because nobody cared. And again, getting back to alternative radio and stuff, which you asked, I should definitely bring that up. It was alternative media. People in alternative so-called media that did this to me. They are the ones that silenced me. It wasn't, you know, and I'm sure obviously YouTube was partially complicit on some level because they did not respond to anybody's inquiries and they did not give me the ability to download my own videos, and they were all direct live upload at the time. So all of that was lost. My health experiments, not all of them, but, you know, because some of them were downloaded and they were preserved, but these are the same people that are crying censorship. Oh, poor me. But, and again, getting back to the gang, the whole, everyone supported that. They didn't support the person who, or even want to know. They all fell for the slander. And the truth is, I don't think they fell for it. I think it was a setup from the start. Because I've really learned how pretty much anytime you're out there, you're always going to have a bunch of parasites pretend to be your friend. And, you know, they'll hang on, get your dossier, right? Get you to trust them, tell them everything, you know, and then they'll twist it around, use it against you. And then they go in for the kill in some vulnerable moment. And then that's where you find, you know, I see how it works. And they still do it. And it's so hilarious that they still try. But I play with them back because I know. So, and I even, especially one of the last groups that tried that, I'm like, I know how it works. That's cool. But I'll give you what you want. Whatever. That's cool. But yeah, those are all people that are involved in so-called alternative media. But it's really not alternative if it's still being streamed by the same, you know, it's all owned by the same people. That's all I gotta say. Except for people like us, you know, like my house is probably the size of your bathroom. And I know that the creator of this network, Chuck, who has so graciously, you know, done this platform, not just for himself, but for others that do have a message and have something honorable to share. And, you know, he's not rolling in the dough either. We're like minimum wage workers, like normal people trying to follow our heart. Yeah. And then the other ones aren't. So, yeah. Have you seen, like...
Thank you, Mr. Ocelli, for giving you a platform, too. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, I never thought I would be back in radio, but again, getting back to the planets and the transits and when it came about, it was just the right time. I had a vision that I wanted my business back, my true essence. I wanted the Womanity Awakens, the storehouse website, the shows, the, you know, and I guess what I kind of loosely refer to as the lost arts of the domestic goddess archives, which include all aspects of healing, taking care of a home, a homestead, all the things we're not supposed to talk about these days. And so that's why I chose to spend my money on these websites and all these hosting and security and medicine and this and that, because that's, it's important to me. And the lack of true information out there by someone who isn't trying to sell you something is very few and far between. It's, yeah. So that's why I'm back. So thank you, Chuck, and thank the rest of you. So in the chat, let me see. There's Happy Camper. Yay. There's Casey. There's some Anons. There's, let's see. It's hard to... Random Death Meddler. All right. Hey. And, yeah, so, yeah, I miss the old days having the chat and hanging out with the Soul Family. That was one thing that is, you know, it's kind of irreplaceable. Like, I could just record and do videos, a coffee with Christy or whatever on YouTube, but it's not the same. I love interacting with people, and I want to know what you want to know, right? Otherwise, why would I just talk to myself for no reason? I do that on YouTube already. So, and in the shower, and in bed, and on the streets, and no. So, and in that time period, what have you seen as far as alternative radio? Have you seen more or less honest choices over those years?
Oh, it's just a wasteland. Oh, like 5 years ago, five or six years ago, like the Wild West. I mean, you could find all, like you said, 9/11. You could just type in, you know, the search bar, anything, like Cokes, you know, any kind of anything, and you'd get all kind of choices and different opinions and all kind of research that regular seemed like regular people, you know, they didn't seem like they were, you know, but yeah, it's just a wasteland now. So yeah, it's, there's definitely been a lot of censorship. So yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to search on YouTube anymore. I don't follow anybody really, except Christy Aphrodite and two other people.
you like, seriously, I am not going to slap you if you don't say that. I don't even know where you are. So, but you know, I don't actually want everyone to just agree with me or follow me or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want, it's cool, right? If you genuinely have come to this place on your own journey, right? But I'm not like, that's another thing you can look for if you want to know who's real or not. The people always looking for followers. Well, there's a reason, right? Because they're feeding you something. I don't want followers. I don't want people. And you know what? It did get, I can talk about it now. Time has passed. So Soul Journeys Radio, like a lot of it did get kind of, there were people that got a little too worshipy, if you know what I mean. And I'm not trying to disrespect anyone and their genuine, say, admiration or respect or whatever for me. Okay. I appreciate that, and I'm thankful. But number one, it's not a requirement to be my friend. And number two, like, you should not follow anyone but yourself. And just because what I say resonates with you, don't just take what I say and don't make that be the end of your search. Right? Like, go do your own. And I know I post hundreds of medical journal publications and stuff and my groups. And by the way, Extreme Healing for Warriors on Facebook. That's Extreme Healing for Warriors. I post a lot of stuff there. And then there's the Christy Aphrodite page, the My True Essence page, the new one, not the old one, because, you know, when they erased me, nobody has access to that now. So the one with less likes, that's my true essence. And then Nature Heals All, but that's where I post a lot of stuff. So I do this because I want you to look further. I'm trying to make it a learning experience for everyone. It's not supposed to be a, I'm your leader,
one-stop shop.
What?
It's not supposed to be a one-stop shop, right?
No, and you know, it's supposed to be a collaborative effort. Like, we're all on the journey together, and maybe we're not on the same place at the same time, but we're all students and teachers of one another, right? And I don't know. I've experienced a lot, yeah, and that's cool, and I share it, but I haven't experienced everything, right? Like, and, you know, I don't really mean to put you on the spot, but I talked about circumcision earlier, and as much as it breaks my heart, guess what? I'm not a man, and I have not gone through it, so I could never, I don't feel like I'm even qualified to talk about things I don't have direct experience with. What I do have direct experience with is the lasting results of the trauma from that. But, you know, when it gets into people, they pretend to be experts on everything and every topic. And it's like, dude, you're not. Just be you. I'll be me, and we'll all work together and come up with something better. And that's what this was supposed to be, and that's what Humanity Awakens is supposed to be. That's what the Ocelli Radio Network is supposed to be. And I hope that you really, you know, don't just accept what I or anyone says ever. And I'm still going to continue to put articles. Look, dude, even on, I just barely got my labels for my products and just barely put my store up, okay? And that's after being separated from it for like 7 years and websites hijacked and all of that good stuff. But on the items, I'm still trying to educate you. I'm posting the same medical journals there too. Like, I don't even care if you buy anything. Like, I did a free session yesterday and I'm telling her how to make her own med. It's like, don't, you know, and that's why I do the videos. I want you all to do it too. And yeah, I'm here when you need help. And yeah, I do make superior products, with, you know, a pretty long line of testimonies of things that people with money and corporations and stuff have not done. But again, it's not about following me or anyone or any of that hero worship crap that sometimes people fall into. I'm just a regular person. Just listen to my show. I'm ridiculous. I can't even complete a coherent sentence or stay in line or, you know, look at my videos. I don't even know how to brush my hair or dress like a normal person. I'm like, and you know, the thing is it's okay for you to be that too. I remember the days where I had to put on a suit and wear hairspray and makeup before I could go to the grocery store. I'm not that way anymore. I'm just somebody who does not want to see people suffer in the ways that I've suffered. Period. All right. I guess that's where, is that where I'm supposed to drop the mic, make it sound interesting? No, anyway, so if you have any questions or comments, go ahead and you can join us in the text chat, ChristyAphrodite.com. Just type them in there. Or if you want to call, as I mentioned before, I can't get the caller line up tonight. It won't always be this way. But if you would like to talk, you can just email, text, or Skype me your phone number, and then I can call you in, because I can call out with this line, but I can't receive incoming. So, and my email, if you don't want to put your number like in the chat, or you don't know my Skype or text or whatever, then that's ChristyAphrodite@gmail.com, and there's a contact form on the website. Also, in regards to questions, you know, I'm still doing coffee with Christie's once in a while, so don't be shy. Don't think your question isn't important enough. So I will be answering questions that way too. And, of course, I can also use them for the show. And if you have any suggestions of topics that you would like to hear about, I would like to hear it, because if I feel led to provide it for you, and really what that, do I have experience in this? Do I have anything worthwhile to share with you? Like, I'm not going to go like learn, I don't know, something I know absolutely nothing about to like read some script to pretend that I'm now an expert on that subject. But if I do not know enough about that subject, then I will find the most honest, genuine person that I know, qualified to talk on that subject, whatever it may be. Of course, if I do have my own personal experience, then, you know, I can discuss that too, as well as in the videos. But yeah. And really, I don't want to talk about things that are going to weigh you down, really. And really, healing, it kind of can weigh you down, right? It can feel pretty yucky and messy and depressing and anxious and all of those not so good feelings sometimes. So you are going to get some of that. And the straight truth when it comes to healing trauma and how I healed myself even while homeless, without a juicer, without supplements, without my essential oils, without doctors, drugs, family, a couch, let alone, you know, a shower, a toilet, okay? And if you are new to me or who I am and want to learn more, there is a little bit going on at the website, ChristyAphrodite.com. And then there's a link, of course, to my YouTube channel, where there's kind of a long history from when I lived in a tent, to two different vans, to a couple different off-grid situations, to fake bed and breakfast, where I started the Coffee with Christy series, to the shed
I
built.
There's a lot going on.
The shed I built and paid for while still paying rent over where my tent was. It's a crazy journey, but, and it's kind of weird watching it sometimes, some of it, because it's almost like a different person, but it's not. It's the same. And I still cry, like when that video that went out today that my friend's helping me, you know, on that project with. It's a 2-minute video you can find on the channel. It, you know, I bawled my eyes out. That was the first thing I woke up to today. And that's why, you know, I'm like, oh man, now I'm all depressed. I can't start the show today. I'm supposed to be all shiny, happy, perfect, and have stuff scripted and sound all great. And you know what? I don't have to. And I probably never will be. So if you're okay with like all aspects of humanity and you're not looking for a professional anything, who wants to talk about anything, especially if it has a chance at helping someone, that's what I'm here for. I also want to let you know that when I do get settled, we're going to introduce another show that's called Shiitake Radio, and that's shiitakeradio.com. It's with one I. And so I jokingly mentioned that earlier, and I know you don't know what I was talking about, but I had to say shiitake because I'm not allowed to say talk shitty, right? So, and I think that it's a great place for people to, because a lot of the stuff we talk about, you know, you kind of get like locked up for. And you're not really allowed to talk about how you really feel with your loved ones and such. So I want that show to be more, like I'll have guests here often, you know, at least part of the times, and always take callers and, you know, stuff, except for when we're like in the meat of something. But Shiitake Radio, I envision that to be a place of, you know, where people can gather and be comfortable and basically talk shit for a couple hours a week and just let off that steam, because it is so necessary in the healing. Like, okay, let me ask you, since you're here, Kevin, you're my guinea pig again. Have you ever let steam off before in your life?
Well, when I was younger, I would drink a lot. So I guess I would when I was drinking, but not like a family gathering or anything, because that would be, you know, too sensitive.
So the times,
is that what you're getting at?
Okay, well, that'll work. So the times when you consume too many spirits and you finally let off some steam and called someone out, how did you feel after? Like, did you feel better or worse for saying what you needed to say and let off some steam?
Always better.
Exactly. Better. Isn't that crazy?
I would be concerned that I hurt their feelings or something sometimes, you know. You know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But, yeah, I feel it's a relief. Yeah, it's a release. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'd like to see a world where we were all more comfortable being honest with our loved ones. Because here's the thing. Sometimes people want to call me out for being mean when I tell them they can heal. And I'm like, wait a minute. You would rather argue with me about the fact that you can heal than take the 3 minutes to get a little bit information to start the process of healing. Like the way I look at it, okay, I'm kind of rough and gruff and tough or whatever, a little, you know, around the edges, it's all right. I accept that. I'm not trying to be what other people want me to be. I just am what I am. And sometimes I feel good, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I'm angry, you know, and sometimes I'm grieving. And I'm going to be that person all the time. So,
oh, you're going to be human.
Yeah, and, you know, so if you're human too, then you have found a safe place. We all need to be okay with that. I just think of how much time of my life I wasted not wanting to offend someone else. And for what? What did I do to myself? I did to myself what I didn't want to do to someone else that was actually doing it to me. Right? So, like, wait a minute. When you think of the people that you're trying not to offend or you don't want to, you know, be mean to, it's always the people that are hurting you, the people that you should be standing up to. So, I don't know. That letting off steam or whatever you want to call it, expression of whatever the feeling, you know, okay, all right, check this out. I did this, there's a post on my, I forget the name of the video, but something about making friends with anger. And I pointed out that it's not anger that's the enemy. And it's not anger that makes people kick puppies, okay? It's repressed anger that makes people act out in these rash ways. And when I look on everything I've accomplished in my life, it was the result of me expressing and working through my anger. Everything I created was because of the anger of something that happened that either took it away or tried to take my life away or tried to take my freedom away or whatever it was, right? So society, obviously, anger is, I guess, a mental illness or something that you need to be medicated for. But the reason that they don't want us to feel or express healthfully our anger is because angry people can say no. Angry people can say let off their steam or let their family hear what they should have heard before or whoever, whatever, right? Your boss or however it applies to your life. Because when we're playing nice, we're not saying no. We're not setting boundaries. We're not doing the things that we're supposed to be doing as a normal, healthy, full spectrum human. And if you don't think that's normal, why is it normal for everyone else in the animal kingdom? Like, I love my kitty. She is adorable. And I know if you're on my Facebook or YouTube or whatever, Instagram, you've seen how adorable she is. But let me tell you, If she doesn't like something, she is going to knock you out, okay? And she ain't messing around. Like, I think she was trained by cockfighters or something. She has, like, razor blades attached to the shards of glass, attached to those cute little furry paws. And that beautiful little face is filled with, like, 12-foot-long monster teeth, and she will fly through the air and jack you up. This is no joke, okay? This is... Dude, I got witnesses, all right? I'm not... Okay? Everyone in the animal kingdom is true to how they feel at that moment. And then they let it go, and then it's gone. Humans, we hold on to it and then passively, aggressively take it out on other people. And we don't even know what we're taking out on other people because we are so disconnected to even know that we have something to heal in the first place. So, yeah. And that's why a lot of people are offended in the first place. And it's, you know, loss of power. So, really, my goal here is to help people take their power back and just let you know that if I could make it through that crap I made it through, come on. Anybody can, all right? Because most of you do have someone or something or an income or something. It's simply a restructurizing or that. A restructure, a reprioritizing of following your path. How are you going to do that, right? I'm not saying you don't just, like, walk away from everything right here, right this second. You know, but what are you doing to make that happen? I know your job is tough. I know you're hardly making enough to ends meet. But what can you take away so that you can put a little bit more aside so that you can build your dream sooner? Or let's say you're an artist of some type or creator of some type. Instead of making your one thing, make five and go sell the other four. Then you have a couple extra dollars, right? And then you go make five next time or 10 next time. And, you know, if you don't need whatever that was that you made that time, you have 10 to sell, right? Take that money and keep parlaying it. And so you're still doing what you're doing, but you're also doing a little bit of what you love to do. And as you're getting it out there and expressing yourself, people are going to want some of that. And whatever it is you're doing, and you take that money and you just keep investing in yourself, whatever it is. And, you know, I did a video about that. So when I say investments, I'm not talking about, like, you know, buying stock or things like that. Unless that's, you know, you're in that world and you want to do that. That's great, too. But I'm talking about nourishing your heart, nourishing your soul, what's inside screaming to get out. Look at me. Feel me. Who am I? Like, aren't you screaming these things inside your head? Yeah. So that's my purpose for being here. That's my agenda. Thanks for calling in and exposing me.
No, thank you for taking my call. It's been an honor to be on your first show back, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. And I could keep talking, or I could just, like, end, you know, just do a normal 7 to 9 show. The stream will pick back up on some replay, and I will get the archive on the site here at christyaphrodite.com. I think that when Chuck comes back, all my stuff is also going to go through his feeds. Like, he's set up on, I don't know all that stuff, but, like, Spreaker or Stitcher and, like, iTunes. We're on, like, iTunes and I think iHeart. But all of that information is on his site at ocelli.com. Oh, look at my pretty little kitty girl. So that'll tell you all the different ways that you can listen or to get archives and things like that. If you have any topics, that, you know, just, there's contact form on the site, christyaphrodite.com. And then of course you can always use the chat or I don't really check Facebook messages all that much. I will try to do better, but I am only one person, and when you have like 13 pages and 9 websites and trying to learn all this technology, and you know, I know nothing about websites. Like, I'm learning all of this as I go. So, but yeah, I'm totally looking forward to being here another new year. I am super thankful we made it, and I am super thankful to the people who joined us in the chat, some old, some new, and I hope to make my chat room great again. All right, Kevy Kev, anything you want to share before we close out here?
No, thank you once again for having me on. I appreciate it. They're taking my call, whatever. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
And welcome back. That's all I have to say.
Thanks so much. Okay. And, all right. So let me, did we hang up on that? Okay. I'm learning as I go. So I don't even, how do I hang up? I don't know. Maybe you should just hang up because I don't want to mess anything up here right before I go. But, okay.
So, oh, there it is. All right. So I'm going to, just play some music and a couple ads, and hopefully they work this time. Again, it is my first time. So we'll play music from Leo Bluzy again, and there's a couple ads, for the network. I'm going to try to play those. And, yeah, so Leo Bluzy, then there's this other little music piece I made, so Ocelli stuff, and then one that we made back in 2007, a Diebold ad. So I hope they work. If they don't, I am so sorry, but I will totally be back, tomorrow, and we will do this again. So thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Good night.
Sounds like a place where the bees like to live. I wonder if we will get stung. Pay all the money and welcome it home. I know we're gonna get hung. Sounds like a game you can turn on your heat while you run for the train. Do we all really hate switches and things, turning them all off again? By playing around with their dangerous toys, all your options will die. One night you'll get home, the locks will be gone, and the system spits in your eyes. You have to update your new telephone. It cannot open the door. Take out our loan, buy our new phone. Ain't gonna tell you no more. Just do as we say and all will be well. You have to be wired to survive. You can't eat or drink, you can't turn on or think, no phone, and you can't be alive. By playing around with their dangerous toys, all of your options will die. One night you get home, the locks will be gone, and the system spits in your eyes. We're your savior, your lifeline, now you must pay us. Your server is set to get rich. We have no fear, it's all our idea. Ha ha, ain't life a bitch.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com. Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough.
Maybe you're thinking about getting started.
WallStreetWindow.com.
Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com.
Go there now. Go there now. Go there now.
This presidential election is brought to you by Diebold. You don't count because we don't count.
Brought to you by the Republican National Committee, along with the Democratic National Committee, which are wholly owned subsidiaries of Worldwide Globalist Bastards and Corporations.
What would I do? Revelation through conversation. In a radio show / podcast. You want the good news? Listen to the Ocelli Effect. Chuck Ocelli is the most underrated voice in all media. News, education, and entertainment. The Daily Bread from Ocelli.com. Go there. Save yourself from ignorance. Ocelli.com. But we all agreed to put Ocelli.com on and listen to the Ocelli Effect. Revelation through conversation. Ocelli.com. Jesus.